I'ma leave the door open. That was Leave the Door Open by Bruno Mars, Anderson, and Silk Sonic. As mentioned before our music break today, we will be chatting on our registrar show about living with long-term conditions, and we will be talking to Dr. Najneen Ali about this topic. So Dr. Najneen Ali recently completed a pediatric registrar training at Red Cross Children's Hospital, and she's currently the senior registrar in cardiology. In other words, she focuses on health issues with the heart. Najneen has a love for trying to create integrated systems within the community. Welcome to the show today, Dr. Najneen. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm well, thank you.
Can you please tell us more about yourself and why you decided to become a doctor?
I've been a doctor at Red Cross for many years. I initially became a doctor because I wanted to make a difference in the world. I especially fell in love with pediatrics so that I could help children who don't have a voice and help make them feel strong and empowered.
Now, in your introduction, it says that you love trying to create integrated systems within the community. What do you mean by this?
A lot of our patients struggle to come to hospital because it is too far or too expensive to get there, which is not good for the overall health or controlling the illness. With pediatricians supporting doctors in the communities who are not pediatric trained, we can make sure that our patients can receive care closer to home and make it easier for them and their families. However, this is not always possible, and sometimes they do need to see a specialist.
Now let's get into the topic at hand. What exactly is a long-term health condition for those that might not know?
Nearly a quarter of all children, about one in every five, have some form of long-term health condition. A long-term health condition presents in various forms. Unlike conditions such as colds and flus that come and go, it is a condition that is present for a long time and can impact the development of a child, be it physically, mentally, or cognitively, and it can be very disabling. It is a condition that constantly requires medical help in order to stay healthy. Some conditions may affect every organ, and some may affect only a selected organ. Some examples of long-term health conditions include asthma, diabetes, Down syndrome, some cancers.
And how exactly are long-term health conditions treated?
It depends on what the condition is. A condition such as asthma can be controlled by using asthma pumps. And if it is well controlled, you may only need to visit your doctor every 6 months. However, other conditions such as kidney failure might require you to come to hospital 3 to 4 times a week. But the important thing is to work together with your family and doctors as a team.
So, doctor, could you please tell us what challenges can someone with a long-term health condition face?
Having a long-term health condition can be very stressful for the patient, their families, and even the doctors looking after them. This may mean that they may have to miss school, or they may be in hospital for long periods of time. It might affect their growth and place an extra burden on their families financially. They may also face a lot of judgment and stigmatization from others because they may look differently.
And how should we treat someone with a long-term health condition?
Having a long-term health condition is hard because the individual may feel that they're being judged or criticized. It is important for others to be accepting and to try and include them as much as possible in activities so that they don't feel left out and excluded, and to realize that everyone is different and unique.
What should people with long-term health conditions do when they face judgment or stigma?
The best thing to do is to talk to others with the same condition. It is often easy to find people who have similar struggles. There are various support groups available, both face-to-face and online. Share your story with others. You may feel embarrassed or scared, and people will react differently. Some will be surprised, some will be confused, and some may even be helpful. Sometimes telling others can also help save you in an emergency if you suddenly fall ill.
What are some of the things that a person with a long-term health condition can do to improve their overall health?
We need to take charge of our health. Learn as much as you can about your condition and how to control it. Be good with taking your medication on time. Eat healthy, exercise, and try to do as many things as you can within the limits of your health. As healthcare workers, we can improve services by trying to book clinics on the same day, making sure that parents know who to contact if something is wrong, writing down written instructions for different situations.
Now, for children listening who may have been diagnosed with a long-term health condition such as myself, what messages of hope do you have for them?
Remember that you are all special. Having a long-term health condition is not easy, but you're all superheroes. Never be afraid to ask for help, especially from your doctors, whether you're feeling scared or sad or even happy. There are many people around you that want to help.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Just remember, if you believe that you can do it, then you can achieve the impossible.
All right, thank you so much, Dr. Nazneen Ali, for joining us today on RX Radio.